My husband and I would go to my parents' house at least once a month when our kids were little. My parents didn't live far from us. Because my mother loved to cook for others, she would invite us over for supper when she had cooked a big meal. Beginning sometime in the late 90s, I would see a crock jar full of fermenting fruit on her baker's rack. When I asked what it was, she said she'd gotten a new recipe from one of her GMC Campers Club friends. They loved traveling around Texas in their GMC camper. There was a group who would meet up regularly at the various state parks. Mom said the recipe was German and the fruit in the jar was fermenting for it. When she first made it, I wasn't a big fan. It tasted a little off. It was too doughy and didn't have much flavor. As years went by, the cake kept getting better and better. It's as if she wouldn't accept that she couldn't get it perfect, so she kept tweaking and making us taste the result. The last time she made it, it was heavenly. It tasted like a chewy, gooey butter cake with fruit. It was melt-in-your-mouth good. The above picture of fruit I left fermenting in a closed glass jar for 6 weeks. It's a pretty glass jar, more like a candy jar. My concoction was a combination of canned peaches and canned pineapple. I put a cup of rum and a half cup of brandy along with the sugar and the syrup from the cans. The recipe as you see it here has no flavoring in it. I made this as it is stated, and when it came out, it was pretty awful. I think this must be her original recipe that she wrote down so long ago. Ingredients: 1 cup flour, 1 cup sugar, 3 teas. Baking powder, 3/4 cup milk, 1/2 tea salt, 1/2 stick butter. So to tweak, the fruit was good. I think you should add a 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and add melted butter, lowering the milk amount. You're probably wondering what the staining is on the paper. This recipe book is over 50 years old. My mother has recipes cut out from newspapers and old magazines. Some of those papers are not acid-free and bleed their chemicals a little into the other papers. You want to start your rum top 6 weeks or more ahead of making this recipe. You can Google it, but take it from me, some fruits are not good at staying firm and identifiable in 6 weeks of soaking up rum. Or maybe it's from taking random tastings of the rum that makes the fruit look fuzzy. Never mind. Remember to stir the mixture weekly. Don't use apples, they get mealy. Pineapple and peaches work, either fresh or from a can. You can use them individually or by themselves. Apricots work. Pears get a little lost, so add some nice firm peaches to hold their hands. Try adding some dried cherries to the mix for a pretty contrast, because it may as well be pretty while it's sitting on your counter for 6 weeks. So this is a picture of the cake before I put the rum top on top and baked it. I forgot to take a picture of the finished cake. Picture the same picture a bit browner with fruit dotting the top. Honestly, this wasn't as good as what my mother was making in the end. Imagine this with a brown crust and dotted with fruit.